This morning I want to look at the last two verses of our gospel, this gospel according to Matthew in the 9th chapter. Two good images and things that really happened. Of course, Jesus was talking, also getting out demons and healing people, and you know, the average thing that Jesus is doing. But first, at the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity. So he was around the crowds. You know, just imagine that at that situation, kind of like to us today, if we were going through, I don't know, International Falls or Little Fork or a bigger place, and just to notice the people, kind of looking at people. That's what Jesus was doing, and they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. So in Jesus' mind, he is seeing all these people, and he, Jesus himself, is the shepherd, where he can see his sheep that were not following him yet. You know, this is before the church starts. This is before the apostles, where they become the Catholic Church around the world. And I think today we still have some abandonment or times that we need our shepherd. I mean, we are like the sheep. And then he said to his disciples, now imagine him telling you this now, because he literally is doing that. I mean, I'm proclaiming the gospel, but this is God that wrote this through Matthew. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest, to send out laborers for his harvest. That's evangelization. That's learning that God's harvest is full. He needs laborers. He needs us. Not just the priests and the deacons and the sisters, which we do need more, but the laity. You need to find people to work in God's harvest, God's garden. Because right now there's about 25 to 30% of Catholics come to Mass on weekends. So brothers and sisters, there's 75% of you and people that you know that haven't been coming to church. And that's your job. You are the laborer, and we need more laborers. So two good images and to see Jesus and what he's talking about, what he's working for his Father, the harvest, the Master. So bring that to your prayer today, to think about how we as sheep need to follow our shepherd and then to do his will, to help his garden grow.